Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Major Tom's Movie Podcast. Today, I am bringing you a goofy monster movie from 1999 called Bats. Yes, you heard that correctly. Bats. B-A-T-S. You can look it up if you want to. It's on IMDb. I'm looking at it right now. Now, anybody who knows me knows that I love a good creature feature. Monsters, actual animals, what have you, you know. Tremors, The Descent, movies like that that feature really crazy monsters. I totally go in for it. I mean, I even love the old classic Universal monster movies. You know, Dracula, Frankenstein, The Wolfman. This is all great stuff. But a lot of these monsters often represent certain aspects of our nature, and it's just absolutely bonkers what some people come up with these days. Now, Bats came out back in 1999, and from what I'm seeing here on IMDb, the movie was produced in just over 5 months, which makes it one of the fastest produced 35mm movies to receive a wide release. So yeah, it got put together pretty quickly. And I've never really seen a movie get made that fast before that wasn't a direct-to-video movie. I mean, you look at Bats today and you wouldn't think that it wasn't a direct-to-video movie, because from a quality standpoint, it looks like a direct-to-video movie, but it's not. They actually put this thing in theaters, and it didn't do very well. Now, there are a lot of scary monsters out there, you know, whether it's real-life creatures, you know, like sharks and octopus or stuff like that, you know, from the ocean, or even crazy lions, you know, from the movie Ghost in the Darkness. You know, animals can be really scary, but sometimes you get really goofy monsters like giant underground worms, as you see in movies like Tremors. Now, Bats tells the story of a government experiment that goes wrong when a certain species of bats become intelligent, vicious, and attack people in Texas. Of course, you know, Texas, or anything goes in Texas these days. Everything's bigger in Texas. Even bats. Now, the movie stars Dina Meyer as bat specialist Sheila Casper, and Lou Diamond Phillips as the town's sheriff. Sheriff Emmett Kinsey. As they kind of work together to fight off a large roost of bats that are attacking a nearby town. It's a pretty simple setup, but it also involves a, you know, mad scientist. You know, Bob Gunton plays Dr. Alexander McCabe, who created these things, and as you find out towards the end of the middle of the movie, he's nuts. You know, obviously mad scientist material, and Bob Gunton does a pretty good job, but it's a pretty straightforward kind of movie. You know, it's very predictable in how it turns out. I'll be honest though, I would not have picked Dina Meyer to play a bat specialist. Especially the way that character is written. To be honest, this movie is very poorly written, and considering it was made in 5 months, you can absolutely tell that stuff was skimped on, especially in terms of visual effects. I mean, the CGI here is really bad. The bats, it's like a bad PlayStation 1 game. Now, as far as the practical effects and puppets go, again, the people behind the visual effects and the practical effects didn't get enough time to really do it, because the bats themselves look really terrible, both CGI and puppets. But the movie moves at such a quick pace you don't really notice, and to be honest, I had a lot of fun with this one. It's cheesy, it's definitely a B movie, and a lot of practical effects, practical explosions. And there is definitely some gore, and that's surprising considering this is a PG-13 movie. And you know what? It just works on a very fundamental level if you turn your brain off. you'll probably have a decent enough time, but you kind of have to turn your brain off if you think about it too hard, as you would any other movie like this. It all falls apart. You know, the science is a joke. I mean, honestly, most bats are obviously nocturnal, except for the flying foxes in Australia. But, yeah, bats don't attack people, and the idea of genetically engineering bats to be weapons of any kind, what it's like the government in this movie has never seen a movie where science has gone horribly wrong. And that's another issue here. Science is used for obvious nefarious purposes, and it always comes back to bite the mad scientist in the ass, and he always gets what's coming to him, usually in a very violent and horrific fashion. But not in this movie. He doesn't really die in a particularly gruesome way. Again, PG-13. But you know what? You kind of want to see the bad guy get their comeuppance, and we really don't see that here. Now, going back to the acting, I've always liked Lou Diamond Phillips as an actor. Here he's obviously kind of in on the joke, what this movie is. He's clearly having a ball. But that accent of his, I'm sorry, I'm not buying him as a redneck, you know, Southern Texas sheriff. Nah. Ultimately, bats is what I would call junk food, monster movie material, because it's not very deep, it's just very surface level entertainment, and there's really nothing wrong with that. As sometimes all you need to do is to be able to turn your brain off and say, hey, you know what, I just want to see something that's just goofy. And bats is totally that. It's goofy. It knows what kind of movie it is, and it's clearly having a blast putting this on screen. So yeah, if you're a fan of creature features or even mildly curious about this, I would just say check it out. You can find it on Amazon for free if you got Amazon Prime. It's available, at least for now, which is how I saw it. So I guess there was a sequel that was released on the Sci-Fi Channel back in 2007. But as with anything on the Sci-Fi Channel, don't watch it. The Sci-Fi Channel is a joke. It was a joke back then. It's a total joke now. In terms of pacing, Bats is, once it starts, it just keeps on going. And it doesn't really stop. You know, basically it's a 90-minute roller coaster ride. If you can get past the horrific CGI bats, there's a good deal of fun to be had here if you keep your expectations reasonable. And by reasonable, I mean pretty much rock bottom. And you might be pleasantly surprised. I know I was. Honestly, there's really not much else to say about Bats other than to say that it's definitely a product of its time, which is a late 90s movie. But as far as creature features go, it's definitely not top tier. And I certainly wouldn't call it second tier. This is definitely bottom of the barrel as far as creature features go, but it's still a step above what the Asylum's been putting out over the past 20-some-odd years. So take that for what you will. Oh, and one other interesting tidbit. Even though Bats takes place in a town in Texas, the movie was actually shot in Janola here in Utah, because I absolutely recognize the abandoned mine that they use. It's absolutely spectacular. And I never really got to see that mine up close in real life, but actually being able to see it in a movie, wow, that place is huge. So yeah, so whenever a movie is filmed here in Utah, I have to give it credit for doing that. And because Utah's got some really outstanding sites to go to and to check out. I mean, even some of the biggest movies ever made, like Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, was shot in Monument Valley. and Arches National Park for the beginning of that movie. But I'm getting off topic. Bats is, well, quite frankly, batshit crazy. And yes, I used that pun on purpose. Deal with it. And that's all I've got for you today. So, check out Bats from 1999. And this is Major Tom, signing off for this evening.